The Government Accountability Board predicted around 56% of people old enough to vote would turn out today, but clerks in some parts of the state say they're expecting to beat that number. Superior City Clerk Terry Kalan says they had voters lined up at every precinct before polls opened at 7 this morning. She says based on that and the volume of calls to her office, she expects turnout to be strong.
Based on past governor's elections, I think we were looking at about 55%, but gosh, as busy as we've been this morning, we might get a little higher.
In Green Bay, the city clerk's office said their poll workers were too busy to do any kind of count of voters. In Appleton, turnout was estimated at nearly 30% by noon. Officials there expect a total turnout as high as 85% of registered voters. Early voting is also up across the state. In Milwaukee, Election Commission Director Neil Albrecht says they've tallied many more absentee ballots than in previous non-presidential elections.
We had more early voters, twice as many, in fact, than the November 2010 gubernatorial. We had a 33% increase over the June 2012 recall elections.
Albrecht says they've also been too busy to estimate the number of ballots cast today, but he says all signs point to a busy election day. As for problems at the polls, the GAB says everything has been pretty smooth today, other than sporadic reports of voting machine breakdowns and some confusion over whether voters need to show ID. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.